presented by the American Petroleum Institute.
Good morning, playbookers and rugged of all in. It's Thursday, and here's the question after Joe Biden's press conference yesterday. What's next? This is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. There's a lot to unpack from President Joe Biden's marathon press conference in the East Room, but let's start with this statement deep into the 1 hour and 51 minute event.
You guys have been trying to convince me that I am Bernie Sanders. I'm not. I like him, but I'm not Bernie Sanders.
It wasn't so long ago when White House aides were happy to promote the fact that Sanders, chair of the Budget Committee, wrote the initial Build Back Better legislation in the Senate as a signal to progressives that Biden was truly their champion. One of the newsiest bits from Biden was his grappling with the reality of how his two biggest priorities would need to be scaled back. On Build Back Better, Biden said that the expanded child tax credit, the most important progressive achievement of his first year, will need to be jettisoned, ditto for federally subsidized community college. That reality has sunk in with important parts of the left. Senator Elizabeth Warren had this to say, quote, "We need to get as much as we can across the finish line, so we need to do what it takes to get every vote." And on voting rights, as the president spoke, Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema were hours away from rejecting his pitch to scrap the filibuster to pass sweeping voting reform. But Biden set the stage for bipartisan talks on a much narrower package, starting with reform of the Electoral Count Act.
All I can say is I'm going to continue to make the case why it's so important to not turn the electoral process over to political persons who are set up deliberately to change the outcome of elections.
Senator Mitt Romney gave an update on where those voting rights talks were. Though the White House has never reached out, he said Wednesday night that 10 to 12 senators were involved in talks, and each of them has put together a list of priorities for the legislation. Senator Susan Collins is going to convene the group this week, according to Romney and Senator Joe Manchin, and see where there's agreement. Even some of the most forceful Democratic advocates for reforming the filibuster to pass sweeping legislation are already lowering their expectations. Senator Angus King has been texting with Romney about reforming the ECA. Manchin seems highly engaged in the effort. He said Wednesday night as he left the Senate, quote, "There's a good win here. I mean, my goodness, that's what caused the insurrection." Biden was modest when it came to what he might do differently going forward. He seemed to blame the White House bubble for some of his year one problems, which he suggested were worsened by the pandemic. His solution, he said, was to get out of Washington more to talk to the public, to bring in more outside experts, and spend more time campaigning for Democrats. Here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 9:30 a.m. Eastern, President Joe Biden will receive the president's daily brief. At 11:15, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with the Infrastructure Implementation Task Force. At 4:15, Biden will meet with the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. At 7 p.m., Biden and Harris will speak at a virtual DNC grassroots event. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will brief at 1:30. The House will meet at 9 a.m. to take up the Ensuring Veterans Smooth Transition Act, with last votes expected no later than 1 p.m. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will testify before the Agriculture Committee at 9 a.m. House GOP leadership will deliver remarks on Biden's first year in office at 11 a.m. The Senate is in today. All right, that's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter. That's at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavolan. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.